guys, welcome back to another episode of either the Arsenio Buck Perspective or the Arsenio's ESL Podcast. Today is a very special one. I brought my brother Benji back on, who I had brought on back on Thanksgiving Day of last year. And I'm so grateful for this one because, man, obviously we've been in connection with one another, but we reconnected and it was just 50 minutes of sheer conversation and wanted to share a message that is much bigger, of course, on the ESL realm of things. Like, there's a much bigger picture behind life in general. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. And of course, with my The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, you guys already know who and what I actually talk about it on and the subject matters and stuff too. So with that being said, man, Benjamin, everyone knows you. You have a message that you want to share with everyone. And I'm really excited about this. So before we get into the bulk of it, take the mic away, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So basically, you can also participate in this, Arsenio. So basically, what I want you to do is to just relax. You can just lay back in your chair. And I want you to close your eyes. And then I want you to connect with my voice and to the message that I want to share with you guys that is going to listen to this podcast after we recorded it. And this is for you. So I want you to take a deep breath and exhale. This message is for you. It's from something bigger. You know that you were pulled towards this podcast today. It's a gravitational pull. You didn't know why exactly, but you know it was something that you had to discover. It was something deep inside you, maybe on a soul level, that pulled you towards this podcast today. And this is your message. Hear me. You are not supposed to forgive and forgive and forgive over and over again anymore. You are not supposed to people please anymore. You are not supposed to live off others' opinions anymore. Set yourself free from your parents' opinions, your whole family's opinions, your friends' opinions, your girlfriend or boyfriend opinions. It's time to take your life back. You're not supposed to work in the place that you're working. And you knew that when you started. But it's time to take your life back. It's time to be brave. Be brave. Because if you're not doing this time, you might as well end up in the next decade working with something that you're not passionate about. Life is beautiful if you just decide and choose it to be. So it's time to take your life back. This is the message for you. Thank you. All right, Arsenio, we're back.
It's like a nice little prayer. You know, it reminds me so much of what people do before they get, you know, do their podcasts and interviews. It's like getting back in tune and, again, taking that life back. While you were saying that, man, it just ran me by some things at the very beginning of the day where I heard one of the most amazing things in regards to all this other craziness, but I'm not going to get into all that. But nonetheless, my goodness, yo, there's a lot that's happening, and there's a lot that is happening to us rather than for us. And what that comes down to is that we are completely oblivious to the fact that we are not really in control of our life. It's the subconscious mind. And this is why we have to really understand how everything is formulated around us, because we think, okay, 10% of our conscious mind, I'm in control of things and this and that. You have no idea that you are not necessarily in control, but Benjamin, you broke it down in such a way that I was like, oh my God, this is good. So I'm going to just let that message take you, and I'm going to guide you, and we'll go through everything else after that.
Yeah, so you basically, you wanted to share the story, right, that I shared with you last time we spoke, right? Okay, that is really, really interesting, because last time we spoke, I also went into coach mode, right? So I did notice something that I could give you. And when I work with clients, it's all about bringing up the conscious behavior, conscious, really conscious behavior, because most of the time we work in, we work unconsciously, even though we don't know. So that makes us basically robots, right? So because we're working unconsciously, and I want people to be really conscious about everything. That's a part of the awakening process. You start to question everything. Why do I have to work here? Why do I have to take this shit from that boss? Why do I have to do this and that? It's a part of the awakening process, right? But when I work with clients, this is usually something that's is happening a lot with many different clients, right? And one of the things and the tools that I use to give to my clients is the one that is about conscious vessel and unconscious behavior and the whole picture of it, and how if you merge them together, how much control you will gain, how much easier things became to attract into your life, right? Because I'm going to take it through. Imagine now, and to all that is listening, imagine now if Arsenio is my client, right? So then I would just tell you, okay, this is the tool, conscious behavior. So basically, I would give you my example, my own example, and I can give you some else, and some others examples as well. So, but for me, since I'm really resonating with the sea and sailboats and everything that has to do with the ocean, my consciousness is the one you are listening to right now. The consciousness, the one that is fully present here, right? And if I close my eyes, who are you as a consciousness? Okay, I am the captain. I am the captain. I see myself as a beautiful, beautiful Navy captain, right? And the next, what is your vessel? What does your vessel look like? And your vessel is your body. Your vessel is your body. And for me, my vessel is a huge sailboat in the ocean, floating around in ecstasy, in just pure paradise. But the subconscious mind is the crew. It's the crew on the vessel, on your vessel. And the subconscious mind is there to help you to get from A to B all the time, all the freaking time. And now I want you to imagine, if the captain has given up giving specifically instructions to the crew, and the captain never goes out of his cabin, he just sits in his cabin, he has locked the door and throw the key away, what the fuck do you think happened to the vessel? What do you think happened to my sailboat when there is no one to maintain the surface of the deck on the sailboat, or there's no one to maintain the sails? What do you think happened to my vessel? I know you know the answer. And what do you think happened to the crew? What do you think the crew does without instructions? Do you think they just lay around? They're starting to just drink, party. They're starting to go and sail in blind, like blindfolded. And it's like a 50-50% chance that you will end up somewhere nice, or it's 50-50% that you will end up somewhere that is completely fucked up. You understand my picture now, right? I want you to imagine this picture. So basically, what do you think the subconscious mind and the subconscious crew needs from the conscious mind. Because the subconscious mind is there for you always. But if the subconscious mind is not getting specifically instructions from the captain that is on the sailboat, it's going to be a fucking riot. It's going to be a fucking riot. So basically, that is why you guys have been experiencing and been seeing people that is filled up with depression, like they are in like self-hurting, doing different kinds of drugs, abuse and everything, because they have given up and the subconscious mind is following. The subconscious mind is like, all right, I guess this is what we do now. So let's do more of it. Let's do fucking more of it. And you will experiencing more of the path that you are choosing because you just gave away the key. So for me, I am the captain. My body is my vessel. And my subconscious mind is every single cell in my body. It's like small factories running around in my body. But then my visualization, it's a ship. And it's a crew with mini-me's running around, maintaining my sailboat. And if I am telling my subconscious mind, we are going there and we are going to get to this goal and we are going to hit this, my subconscious mind is thankful to get instructions. But imagine if you haven't been giving it any extra instructions for years, it will be like a
disobedient,
totally new experience for the subconscious mind. They will be like, oh, holy shit, are we getting instructions now? Okay, this is new, but let's go, let's do it, because we have been laying around this junk food and this fucking drug abuse and everything, but we had no captain. We didn't know who to listen to. I couldn't listen to fucking Bob that was fucking peeling off potatoes. He's doing his shit, I'm doing my shit, and we have been basically, we would be giving this vessel for some time now, but now is the time to take your vessel back. So basically what I want you to do, I want you to imagine who is your consciousness, and your consciousness is you. But what do you resonate with when you see yourself as a consciousness? For me, right, I was a captain. For one of my clients, she was the head pilot of a plane. And the plane was her vessel. And behind, in the economy seats and everything, was her crew. And it was so funny when she told me her experience. She was like, this plane looks like shit. Because everyone back in the plane was just doing whatever they wanted and trashing up the plane and everything. And another client that I had, he was imagining himself as a divine source energy, as a consciousness, and his vessel was a huge, beautiful jungle, and his subconscious was every single animal within the jungle. But the jungle, every animal was fighting. Every single animal was fighting. So basically what he did, since he was the divine source energy over his jungle, his vessel, he just picked up the bad behavioral animals and he escorted them out of the jungle. So basically whatever you resonate with, visualize it, feel it kinetically, auditory, and start to do a fucking detox. Start to do a detox. Tell your fucking crew what to do. Because they're there for you. You understand?
Yeah.
They're there for you. So basically, this is a tool that I'm giving to you freely. I'm giving this to you guys for free. It's called the conscious, the vessel, and the subconscious. But it's so important that all these levels is working together. Because imagine also if the captain has given signals to the crew to just stop whatever you're doing, the vessel is also stopping. And that is why people is experiencing like this, I've been hearing this phrase a lot. Wow, I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm stuck. I've been in this place forever, bro. And why the fuck do you think that? It's because there has been some kind of instructions to the subconscious. And that instructions was like, I'm not sure what to do. I don't know. You know, right? When people are getting confused about their careers and everything, things are stopping up and you are stopping up.
Yep.
So basically, this is a free tool for you guys to use to get back into it. Take control over your vessel again. Take control over this again. I want, because you are going to live in this the rest of your life. So why don't take control of it? Why don't give it, why don't nurture it? Why don't give it like the best type of oil, nails, hammers, the best tools for your vessel, like total renovate your fucking vessel.
It's kind of like you spoke about that so metaphorically that if I would put this like very literal for everyone out there, it's like your body, right? You're not just going to constantly feed your body just the worst food imaginable, unless you have no other choice, such as being like in America. Right, and buying a bunch of frozen food, right? Because a lot of people out there, they buy a bunch of frozen food. It's just hell on earth. But what it comes down to is people are willing to get oil changes for their car. So metaphorically speaking, you might be getting oil changes for the car, but you're not really taking care of the engine. And so when that engine light comes on, what happens is when the engine light comes on, you ignore it. And these are all the things that are happening in your life. Like, okay, well, she's kind of ignoring me over here. Okay, this is kind of happening. You know what? I'm feeling complacent with this job. Why don't I go for this? I'm becoming very fearful with all these different things. And next thing you know, your car breaks down. That's when you go into rock bottom, you know? So going back from a literal to a metaphor, you know, a metaphor, then coming back to the literal, me, I take care of my body. Me, yeah. I love pushing myself to like the unforeseen limits. And I know that I give it proper rest, proper meditation, proper everything. Because like you said, you have to live with this for your entire life. But what it comes down to is what I want to ask you is the fact that when people start doing the subconscious work, does this come like by behaviors, habits, routine? Like, how does this all like fit in place? Like, how would you start going about saying, okay, we'll just do this little thing for 10 minutes every day, or block out a deep learning time for 30 minutes this day, or do this or do that. What, how exactly do they go about taking back control of that vessel? And like you said, doing the detox, such as their blueprints that they've learned throughout society in their entire life, and coming back to the present and trying to formulate those things to create a new, yeah. So how would you go about that?
That's beautiful questions, bro. And what I would say to the ones that is going to listen to this podcast is first identify the consciousness. Identify who are you as a consciousness. Like close your eyes and just imagine, what are you? Who do you, what do you identify you as? As a conscious mind. And then when you have done that, you have to also move to the next step, that is the vessel and then the subconscious mind. And then when you have done all these three things, you will start to be more conscious about the third one, that is the subconscious mind, because it's so easy. It can, because you will basically see their behavior, the subconscious mind. You will. And the behavior could be thought patterns. It could be, like you said, some people are willing to spend a huge amount of money to change their expensive oil for their car, but they are not like in the same position when it comes to their body. I mean, like, what the fuck, yo? So
yeah. That
is a beautiful question. So maybe like, I would love for you guys to do this exercise and this tool 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day, and it's effective. it's effective. It really is. But you have to start with one. You can't just jump to the third one. Because the subconscious mind needs specific instructions. And the funny thing is, when you start to identify conscious, vessel, and subconscious, you will see your own behavior right away. Right away, you will see, like, I have totally given up. I have thrown away my key. I have been judging myself my entire life. I have been living with the energy not good enough for so long. You will start to be conscious about these things. And then you will see this, how the subconscious mind is working as well, because you basically have given up and you have given them some low energies instructions for some time. Like, we're giving up. Fuck, I'm not good enough. And then the subconscious mind, oh, okay, we're not good enough. Let's fuck up this place. Let's tear this place apart. And that is so beautiful when you start to get consciously awoke about everything. Everything. And I have some good stories as well, but I just want to give you some time. What is your thoughts about this?
Absolutely. You know, it's like placating or pacifying myself with negative affirmations. So like you said, like, I'm not good enough. People have these different thoughts and they come on a routine basis. And, you know, I talked about them, like, in terms of making the negative thoughts as ridiculous as they may sound so you can get control over that specific thought. But me, I would like to placate myself, or I would like to reaffirm to myself that I wasn't good enough, or, you know, I had to finally face the music, you know, when I came here to Thailand. And of course, everyone knows that story. But then it was the awareness and the question, like you said. It was the, okay, I'm aware now. I see that I'm doing this. This comes from here. How can I go about changing this? Sometimes you want to ease in and not just dive in. You don't want to take that quantum leap, but you just want to ease into it. So for such a long time, I've been taught, and this is subconsciously, that I was black. When I would apply for jobs in America 20 years ago, I had to tick black on the application. When I applied for jobs in Australia, there was no such thing as black on an application. And then that was the awareness, like, wait, are you telling me I'm not black? So then I started changing the whole mainframe. And when I started changing the whole mainframe, then I really had to face the music when I came here. Because then I was really put into that box of, yo, you're not good for fucking nothing. Oh, black. And so finally I had to come face to face with some of the inner demons of this subconscious mind, because sometimes, you know, you got shipmates and they are all for it, but you got some jackasses back there. And these jackasses, they got such a formidable voice in the back. And it's just like, it nags at you consistently. It's like a headache that never goes away. And then finally, when you come to grips with that, and you say, well, I'm now, oh, okay, how did I react in this situation? What could I have done better? How can I be more praising? How can I give somebody motivation? When I see these types of people and that type of couple, can I be grateful for them in that moment and stop and take a deep breath and, oh, I'm so grateful for that. And journal that at the end of the night, saying, what did I experience that was amazing? I saw that, I reacted in a different way. Now I have control over it. Those little steps encouraged me and got me to the unfucking believable position I'm in right now in my life. So again, like, that was my big thing. Blueprints from the past, black on the application, being called Negro and the N-word throughout my entire life, having a stepbrother that would say that, and I would have to beat his ass back in 1998, 1999 when I was 10 and 11 years old. And then me having to face all of that finally, face first, because Thailand told me that I had to face it. There was no more running from the past. I needed to face that so I could get over there, which was freedom. So how about you? going back to where you used to be, obviously, you know, you moving to Norway and everything, but now you being in the position you are, share us a story about either a habit or overcoming that subconscious mind. You could stem back 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Something, yeah.
I can take you back just 1 hour, bro. And that is 12.
Let's do it.
Because I work as a coach, right? But that doesn't mean that I'm like this whole divine energy. I'm also human. I also need to constantly learn and evolve. So basically, and this is the first time, bro, in my entire life. And it's happened today. And now I can share it with you. Because I've been living with my entire life, I've been living with my energy that has been draining me. And that is not good enough. Because I remember, I'm not stupid. I was not stupid as a child. Because when I started to go to school as a six-year-old kid, right? I started also to get the questions, why are you darker in your skin and your parents is not? And I always knew from the start that I was adopted, because I've probably been told somewhere before I started school. And then I said, I'm adopted. And it seems like everyone knew what a adoption was, right? So I started to get the questions as a six-year-old kid. Didn't your parents love you?
Love you.
Yes. Didn't you wear good enough? You wasn't good enough for them. And so basically it started from 6 years old age. And you can imagine how destructive that thing has been for me my entire life. Like entire life. And today, bro, to fucking this day, when I'm going to your podcast, the most fucking incredible stuff has happened. So basically, I went to make a reel, right, on Instagram. I was going up, super happy, made a reel, and then my girlfriend Aisha commented on it, like, you should probably have 2 or 3 seconds more on the still picture in the beginning, because I didn't understand your message, and I don't think many others is going to catch your message as well. And this was my reaction. I flipped instantly. I was like, inside myself, I heard this yelling voice. You are so fucking trash, bro. You have to make this reel all over again. And you don't say a fucking word until this fucking done. Go and work harder. Do it better. Holy fucking shit. And then I was like, I really showed it with my body language to my girlfriend that this was like, holy fuck. And then she said, wait a minute. And then I let some of this energy towards her, because she said, wait a minute. And I was like, no. Don't go back on what you said, because I am changing my whole reel based on your criticism, right? And my energy and my voice were pretty hard. And then I fixed it, and then I posted it again, and then I had to let my phone, I just throw it away, and I was sitting in my couch, and my girlfriend in another couch, and then I just lay down, and I was sitting like this, because I was so consciously aware of my own fucking pattern and own behavior, and I was like, holy shit. And I was basically, thank you for triggering me to see my own behavior. And for the first time in my life, bro, I have been seeing, because I've been coming, I've came so far, right, to this level I'm in right now. So while this was happening on one side, like, it was draining me down to the ground, like, you're so fucking trash, fucking do better, right, it was another part of me was like looking at me and was like, What are you doing?
Why are you judging yourself?
What are you listening to this guy? Why? And I was like, and then from the bottom, I was like, yeah, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I listening to you? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you, right? And then my eyes opened. I got many, many new downloads, I was like, holy shit, this is how I have been reacting and behaved for the last fucking 2 decades. And wow, yes, I know because of this energy, I have became a great dancer and kickboxer and everything, but it drained me. Oh. It drained me because I was never good enough. And when I snapped out of it, I was like, holy shit, that was draining. It felt like my body has gone in like a 10-round fucking boxing match. I was so fucking tired after that. And then I was like, wow, that was interesting. That was really, really interesting. And then I had to thank Naisha for triggering that emotion. And now I'm really excited to experiencing criticism and something like that again, because it was a real bro. It was so small, but it was so fucking big for me. You understand?
I got you.
So basically, I made this small thing into a fucking huge ass ball with negative influence energy upon myself. And probably back in the days, this would totally have destroyed my entire day, my entire week, or maybe I would have thought of it like for the entire fucking month. You understand? Absolutely. So basically, to be conscious is freedom. To be conscious about your behavior is freedom. It's freedom, bro. Because what was activated in me, I also activated something in Naisha, my girlfriend, right? Because she was like, wow, should I just keep my mouth shut? Should I just be silent? And imagine how many people that is in that position to silence themselves, right? So basically she told me something really great like 1 hour ago. We should all be thanking the ones that are triggering us, because when we are getting triggered, we are given free information to make a change. You understand?
Wow, that is very true. Oh, that's an excellent point. Wow, so when we're being triggered, we're actually giving ourselves the information, and in that specific moment, that's where we can learn. Oh boy. Wow, that's huge. That is huge for a lot of people out there, because I just realized, like, anytime you have a reaction, that's when I've stopped myself. Wait, hold on. Why did I react that way? I received the information. I'm aware of it. And now, course correction. You know, it's all about course correction. And to have someone such as Naisha there with you, and me, I'm very fortunate to have an amazing soul. And, you know, she tells me, it gives me different perspectives. And I'm like, fair enough. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, you got me there. But I don't just say you got me like, oh, yeah, you beat me there. No, it's like, fair enough. I'm going to try better next time. You know what I mean? Like, those little things can make all the difference in the world. And again, you don't know sometimes until you become more aware. You don't know what you don't know. But you don't know until you stop yourself, receive the information, become aware, and then correction. So that is how you change the mainframe in regards to the subconscious mind in general.
Yeah, bro. You totally understood the whole fucking picture of it. But I also have to say, when you become this aware, it's also important to be aware of all the things that is in your behavior, like what is your defense mechanism, for example, right? If this had happened like 5 or 6 years ago, I would have just went outside, just walk away from Naisha, just walk away from everything, suppress everything, right? Just to not to feel anything, because it's hurtful, but after it's pretty good, because you are letting this emotion go, because emotion is energy in motion. So basically, that is really important. When this stuff happens, express, Let it out. Let it fuck out of your fucking energy field. You have to let it out. Let it out. Do not suppress. But when you become consciously aware, you will also understand, okay, how do I defend myself? How do I get out of situations? How do I talk myself out? Do I go into silence? Do I go into fight or flight mode? Do I just lay over and let people like walk over me? It's so important to become aware of everything. When you have fixed the conscious, the vessel, and the subconscious, you will raise to another level. And like I said to you in the last video we spoke, be prepared. Because when you arise to the next level, you will meet a new devil. Which means when you elevate your beautiful, beautiful energy, you will start to meet and face new challenges based upon that new energy. You will not face the same challenges that you've been facing before, like thought patterns and everything. You will probably maybe experience some bigger challenges because you have grown. And that could be maybe to ask for a raise. That's a new challenge. To maybe to tell your family what you're really feeling about them. That's a new challenge, right? It's always constantly evolving, always constantly growing. So because I had some clients that have been experiencing this. That was when I started to work with this particular person. The person was in a real low state, and then she has evolved really, really, really insanely. And I have never seen anyone evolve in this space. And we constantly up-leveled her challenges all the way. And she needed some input from me, like, because she didn't understand. Because when she was telling me about her challenges, I was like, holy shit, this is a fucking new challenge based upon your level up. Because she was never talking about her past challenges anymore. It was always new stuff. Always new stuff. So that when you become aware, you will face new challenges. You will face new challenges. So don't be hard on yourself when you experience this, because it's totally new. You have never been experiences this challenge before. So don't be hard on yourself. Just say to yourself, all right, I'm going to face this challenge with open arms, and I'm going to solve it with what I have, with what I can, and the way I do the best. Yeah, bro.
And you know, you mentioned defending yourself, and that goes back to feeling like people have the obligation to prove themselves. You know, this is also one of those bad habits, and it's also one of the you know, very deep in the psychic of just men in general. And that's how they formulate the alpha mask and use these divisive terms to, I'm alpha, you're beta. No, there's no goddamn alpha. There's no goddamn beta. You're just using these terms so you can feel like you're above someone. You know what I mean? And so when we look at it, like when you get cut off on the road and someone cuts you off, how often do you want to cut that person off again? You know, cut that person off, cut them back off, right? And you want to like say, yeah, fuck you. You know what I mean? Because you want to have that power over them. You want to prove to them that you are more manly than them. You want to prove to them that you have more control than they do. Also, although that is just completely, there's no such thing as control because both of them have lost control. So when it comes to proving, and going back to your situation where Nisha, you know, said, oh, well, I didn't really understand this and that. You said you wanted to make it for, did you want to make it to prove to your subconscious mind that you can do it? Or did you want to prove it to someone else on the outside saying, yeah, I want to prove to you that I can do it? Like, where did that come? Like, where was the energy placed? Because there are two different realms, right? Like, okay, I'm going to prove to myself that I can do it and build up that confidence. Or I'm going to prove to them that I can do it. It's kind of like me, right? I don't have to prove shit to anyone else. Oh, can you teach this? Excuse me? No, I can't. Fuck off. You know what I mean? I don't have to prove. If you don't know who I am now, you're never going to know who I am. And so going back to my old job, oh, I don't think you're as good as you say you are. Dude, look at my results. Oh, no. He's like, he's got his eyes closed. No, I'm going to look at, no, I don't want to look at the results. I'm going based off my feelings because I'm in the motions because I know you're better than me. You see what I mean? So when I felt like I didn't have to prove anything else to them, I left. When I felt like I didn't have to prove anything to the women of last year who I was working for, I left. I left in so many instances that I'm like, excuse me, you want me to do what? A demo? Bitch, bye. It's that quick because I feel like I don't have to prove to anyone else that I'm the shit because I know what I'm truly capable of. So going back to your situation, where was that energy? Like, what did you want to do? Did you want to prove to yourself or?
Wow, that's a really good question as well. And it's so incredible because it happened today. And I have never ever been aware of my behavior when it comes to criticism, like constructive criticism, like people want me to improve, but I go into self-destruct. So basically she told me a beautiful, beautiful perspective, like my girlfriend, and she told me it was so, so obvious when you did that, you gave your attention to that negative energy. And basically what happens is you're giving a stimulus, like a stimuli to the bad energy, right? So you can just imagine when you are giving just imagine dopamine substances in your brain, right? You're getting addicted to this bad energy. This bad energy is feeding of your attention. So basically, when I gave my attention to this bad energy, it was like a fucking heroin shot.
Yeah.
For him, but for me, it was fucking destructive, right? And then this other guy came. What the fuck are you doing, bro? And then I switched my attention to the other side and I managed to pull myself up. And because this was the first day that I experienced this beautiful, beautiful insight, I am now capable to learn more about myself. I'm capable to maybe react differently when this situation is showing itself to me again. And I'm ready to learn more now. And because this day is, wow, because of that experience, I'm like, wow. And we filmed actually a 15 minute long video after that experience, because we were so like, whoa, this is information. This is valuable quality information. People need to know this stuff. So we filmed it and we're probably going to post it later today. But wow, yeah. So basically, since this is the first day, I really caught myself choosing the bad energy without questioning. And that is why I am going to stop that shit from this day. Because you are given an opportunity to choose in these situations. Like, for example, if a boss is really fucked up with you, you can choose from that moment this guy, this energy, and goes into self-destruct. Or you could start questioning, okay, this guy is telling me I'm this and this and that. I'm not sure if I quite believe it. I'm not sure if I'm quite gonna let that ruin my day. So I'm choosing the other energy and continues on with my day, but I'm still learning because it's a process, right? So I'm so fucking proud of myself to be able for the first time in my life to like catch myself in the moment right after and be like, did I really behave like that? Did this just happen? And I was like, holy shit, this is my fucking entire life up until this point. So now this is totally different game, bro. I have leveled up like this. So I'm ready for new challenges right now, you know? Like, bring it. Bring it. I'm ready.
It's like what me and you were discussing, like the other night when we were having our nice little short conversation, which actually ended up lasting as long as this one was, you know. But, you know, I was saying to myself, sometimes I have a tendency of putting myself in harm's way in regards to negative opinions. Now, that was the blessing you had given us at the very beginning. And that's something I talked about on my IGTV today. And I realized that over the past 3 weeks, being on some of the, you know, some of the stupid things that I'm on, I get called, you know, the bad word that you use to, of course, to try to like dehumanize an African-American or anyone color in general. And it's so funny because 6 years ago, I would react in the, oh, I hate the goddamn world, this country. But now I act from a place of empathy because I know who I truly am, and you cannot label me any way you could. Listen, some people believe that they could just have opinions when they're not even in the arena. This is what I was talking about in my podcast earlier today. Like, some people, you're in the game, you're taking the free throws. You miss the free throws. People want to hold you accountable, give you death threats for what happened on the court, but they bought tickets to the game and they never played the game of basketball before in their life. Like, you don't deserve an opinion. You have no opinion. Like, what have you done to warrant the opinion? So when someone says, oh, you're black, I'm like, girl, baby, I'm toffee. I'm caramel. I'm frappuccino. Like, you're not going to put a label on me. I'm not black. I'm American. I, too, am American. You know what I mean? Wow. So going, and like you said, leveling up, when I elevated to that level, and when people say, oh, you're black or this or that, I'm like, I feel really bad. I don't feel bad for them. I have no pity, but I have empathy, and I wish them the best. That is what drowns out all the noises and all the bullshit. For someone to call you a really bad name and for you to say, you know what, I'm so sorry that, you know, blah, 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 blah. I do have empathy for you. I wish you the best. And guess what? I've seen your photography. I believe you're phenomenal. Can you imagine that? Giving someone positive reinforcement in the wake of them calling you all these different types of names?
Yeah.
Control you now have over the situation, you're beyond comprehension. And this is what you talk about in terms of leveling up. So to top this off, Benjamin, like, we still got to talk about healing. So I'm going to be bringing you back on because this is something that, you know, this is related to, obviously, the subconscious too. But in regards to taking the first step, obviously you said, okay, just 10 minutes of this, asking yourself, starts with the conscious mind, habits, behaviors, stuff like that. Are there any other things that you would like to share with any of the listeners out there in regards to how they could start doing things little by little and to start questioning, like catching themselves in situations and stuff like that?
Yeah. My biggest advice and my best advice for you guys is to make it naturally. Make it in a flowing state. Don't force it. I'm not telling you to go outside the door right now to search for these situations that is going to put you in these kind of emotions. I want you to experience it naturally. And then let it all out. Feel the emotions. Feel your thought patterns. Feel your behaviors. Like, be conscious about it. And when the energy is released, you take a moment, you sit down, you relax, and you start to reflect, and you start to analyze, and you start to questioning. You do some detective work, right, on yourself. And because when you are triggered, you are given information of your own programming that is probably not your own, but the society, because you have been programmed since you came to this world. And what I want for you is to be free. I want you to have the choice to react the way you want, not to react the way the society wants you to react, right?
Ooh.
And because I want you to be really conscious about when you are given these types of information, you're also given an opportunity to heal. You're given an opportunity to heal your past traumas, your past programmings, your past everything. And I want you guys to be complete. I want you to feel whole again. I don't want you to go searching for this missing piece for the rest of your life. It's so important. So my best advice for you is to be conscious. Be conscious. Start with the 10 minutes a day and then just go into living. Life is not all about surviving. We also came down here to live.
Preach.
Yeah.
Preach, absolutely. And oh my God, surviving, that's a whole nut, you know, I'm gonna have to write that down real quick. Surviving and living. Okay, so we're gonna have to, yeah, that's another one. So there's quite a few things. I'm gonna be bringing Benjamin back on, guys. We're gonna have to make this a routine, whether it's weekly or bi-weekly, whatever it may be, because there is still a lot of it. This could easily be a 2-hour goddamn show. In regards to this, but I wanted to give you guys the best bits in regards to what we had. And man, Benjamin, man, thank you so much, guys. The next one's going to be about healing. After that, we're going to have to talk about living versus surviving. And this could be very related to what's happening around the world. COVID, oh my God, that's a huge one. Jesus. And so, man, I'm excited about this. Benjamin, man, thank you so much for coming on. All right, and man, we got so much more magic to be producing. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And with that being said, Benjamin, my brother, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.